delusional customer refuses to show ID and calls the owner to get me fired. But I know the owners. Here's what happened. Subscribe to Am I the Jerk on YouTube and hit the bell for notifications. So, my stepdad has been the manager at the only bar, which happens to have a restaurant attached, in the county for the last 15 years. The owners are a group of three brothers, who also own several other businesses in our county. As a teen, I babysat the owner's kids. I had my first job washing dishes at the bar, and I eventually ended up married to one of the brothers' stepsons. Safe to say, my family and the owner's family are pretty enmeshed. But because they own so many businesses around here, everyone knows the brothers. All the locals, anyway. Tourists and travelers are a whole other kettle of fish. This story happened a few days before Christmas. I was covering behind the bar because it was crazy busy with holiday travelers and they needed some help. Jerk shows up in all his jerk glory, complaining about the highways getting closed down on account of the storm. I'm pulling beers for the brothers and their wives, and my bar back was running drinks, so Jerk had to wait a few minutes. After dropping the beers off and grabbing limes for my mother-in-law, I hurry back behind the bar to grab Jerk's order before refilling drinks for the rest of the bar. The conversation goes as follows.
Where the heck have you been? I'm a paying customer. I shouldn't have to wait a half hour before you even take my order.
At most, it was 5 minutes. I'm sorry for the inconvenience, sir. I just had to run some drinks real fast. What can I get for you?
Beam and Coke. That's Coke, not Pepsi. And hurry up, I'm already getting sick of being here.
Absolutely. I'll just need your ID, and that'll be $6.
ID? I'm obviously not a kid. Just get me my drink.
In this state, we ID every person every time, regardless of age. I need some ID or I can't serve you, sir.
Oh, really? How about I just call the owner and have him sort it out? You'll probably lose your job in the process, but I'll get my drink. You still want my ID?
Yes, sir, I still need your ID, and the owner will agree with that. At this point, he actually pulls out his phone and makes a call. Don't know who he called, but it wasn't one of the brothers whose table I can see from the bar. He hands me his phone, and an unknown man tells me I need to just serve his friend drinks or not bother showing up for my next shift. I don't have a regular shift. I'm covering the regular bartender as a favor to the brothers. So I laughed at the unknown person and hung up. At this point, my mother-in-law and the oldest of the brothers is watching what's happening. Oldest brother comes over to find out. What's going on over here?
This girl refuses to serve me. I called the owner and this little idiot still won't get my drink.
Oh, you know the owner?
That wasn't the owner, Jerk.
Yes, it was. Now get me my drink and this can all go away.
Why aren't you getting his drink?
He refused to give ID.
Well, then she can't serve you.
Do you work here, or are you just being nosy? I could have you fired, too.
Oh, right. You said you know the owners.
Older brother then yells out to the other brothers.
Y'all know this guy?
Now everyone in the bar is looking, because the brothers are not people you don't notice yelling in a small space. The other brothers look confused and say no.
And I don't know who you are either, Jerk. Either hand over your ID or get the heck out of my bar.
Jerk then throws a fit and is eventually physically removed from the bar by the younger two brothers. Fun times, people. And so much stupid. Is this just something this guy does? Like, he has a guy in his phone that they have an agreement if someone's not giving them a drink, they'll just pretend to be the owner of the place? That's a really stupid, sneaky little scam. I'm sure there are some younger employees who are scared of losing their job who do fall for this, though. But given that this guy was a tourist in a small town, this maybe isn't the correct card to play. This is probably the type of place where everybody knows everybody. That might work in large, urban, densely populated cities, but not in small towns of 500 people. You can submit your own stories to be featured here on the channel. The story submission link is in the description below. And if you want to listen to some vibey music in the background, check out Easy Mode. Also linked below. And don't forget to subscribe. My coworker thinks she's entitled to my baby. I had to run to the store to get formula and decided to bring my 9-week-old into the store with me. It was my first time taking her anywhere other than the doctor, so I was a little nervous. I decided to carry her and keep her covered since I was only getting one thing.
I grabbed the formula and made my way to the checkouts when a coworker saw me. I didn't see her, but she came straight over and tried to uncover my baby without even saying anything to me. I put my hand out, stopping her, and asked her what she was doing. She told me she wanted to see and hold the baby, since I haven't really posted her on social media. I told her that the correct way to do that would be to ask, and even if she did ask, I would have said no, because it's flu and RSV season and I don't want people in her face or holding her. She muttered something I didn't understand and walked off, and I walked to the checkouts. A couple hours after I got home, I was scrolling through Facebook and saw that she made a post about me. It said, "I saw original poster at the store today, and she shoved me away from her saying I can't hold her baby. I couldn't even look at her baby. Parents need to stop being so selfish with their babies. Sometimes the baby's smile is what a person needs to make it through the day. Stop being selfish." Although I really wanted to respond to her post, I stopped myself. Why do some people think that babies are public property? If my baby's covered up, I don't want people in her face. No one's entitled to my baby but myself and her father. I completely agree with our original poster that their coworker was out of line. You say something. You ask. You don't just shove your face in there. That being said, I know new parents can be overly protective of a baby, but that's no reason to call them out on social media and make up lies and exaggerate the situation, especially about someone that you actually work with and are friends with on that platform. You know they're gonna see it, and you know they know you're exaggerating what happened. Not entirely sure what your goal is here. My new neighbor immediately assumed I'm the gardener. A few weeks ago, I was working the lawn in my new house. I just moved in with my wife and we were really working hard to make the place homey. I was already finishing up the lawn when I saw an old granny slowly walking towards me. I turned off my lawn trimmer so I could say hello and not have anything fly towards her. When she came up, she kindly asked me,
"Excuse me, how much do you charge per lawn?"
I looked at her a bit confused, but after remembering my attire, I had a hat, some gloves, and safety glasses on, and since I was new in the neighborhood, I understood that she'd mistaken me for a gardener. I looked at her and said, "Hello, how can I help you, ma'am?" She kindly told me that she wanted her lawn mowed, but she doesn't have as much money since she lives alone, and asked if I was willing to take $20 for the work. I looked at her place and saw that the lawn in question was incredibly out of control, as if it wasn't mowed in months. And since it was a small area, I told the kind granny, "Don't worry, ma'am, I'll take care of it." The deed took me almost 20 minutes to finish mowing and an extra 10 to take the trimmings and clean the surrounding area. After I was done, she came out of her small house with a tall glass of water, which I accepted gladly and proceeded to hand me the money. That's when I said, "Don't worry about that, ma'am. I'm not a gardener, I'm actually your new neighbor. I did it because I wanted to, not because of the money." She immediately apologized for the confusion and told me she was ashamed to ask me something like that. I told her not to worry about it and that it was something I did out of the bottom of my heart, and if she needed help with her lawn, to please call me again. She began to cry and thanked me profoundly and began to tell me her story. Turns out that she was living alone for a while and that her husband died a few months ago, and she didn't have anyone to help her as all her children were living in the US. After the tale, she thanked me again and we went our separate ways. Now, every time I help her with her lawn, she always gives me a glass of water and a big bag of fruit from her mango trees or banana trees. We have to protect this man at all costs. Honestly, we need more people like this in the world. This could have gone another way if he had chosen to take offense to her assuming he was a gardener and gotten confrontational instead. But our original poster understood that it was ignorance, not arrogance. You're a new person in the neighborhood and they see you cleaning the lawn. They made an assumption. But by not assuming the worst in people, our original poster managed to help someone who really needed help and make a friend as well. I like that we throw in a nice wholesome one every now and then. Random jerk wants to yell at me over parking, not realizing I'm the guy who's interviewing him for his new job. I used to work for a large state agency, and after 5 years had become a middle manager. My office was in the state office tower downtown, and parking was scarce, but middle management and up got reserved parking in the garage attached to our building. This was a great perk, Since it's a cold state, and on days that the tower garage is full, you have to park at a private garage about a mile away and walk. One day, I had to run a few errands and pulled up to the garage a little later than usual. By the time I had gotten there, the sign on the garage said it was full, but I had a badge that let me go in anyway and drive down to my reserved spot. There was a man at the gate who was trying to get in, despite the sign that said it was full. When I realized he didn't have a badge, I backed up a little and honked my horn to let him know he could back up. This infuriates him. He gets out of his car and flips me off, and hurls some few choice words my way. As he backs up out of the spot, I pull up to the gate and he yells some more words my way about how stupid I am, and that I can't read that the garage is full. I ignore him and assume he's just some guy there to have a meeting at one of the dozen or so agencies in our building, and go ahead and park my car. I get to my desk and get an email from HR that one of the upper managers was sick, and that I needed to cover some of the interviews. Interviews in our agency start with a group of prospective employees working on a small project together, and then the candidates sit in front of a panel individually. I walk in the room where all of the candidates are sitting, and there I see him, parking jerk. I was in my car, so he didn't get a great look at me, but I knew exactly who it was. The candidates introduce themselves and get to work on their small project. Parking Jerk was trying to control the entire process, but they successfully completed the project as a team. The panel then asks the candidates to go sit in the hall while we discuss, and we would call them in individually when we were ready. Once they were all out of the room, I giddily told my coworkers about my interaction with Parking Jerk, and they die laughing. We call him in first, and begin asking him basic employment questions. He's otherwise a strong candidate, but was very full of himself. The rest of the panel goes first. Finally, it's my turn. Tell me, how do you react to stress?
I handle it just fine. I'm a very level-headed person.
Come on, everyone gets a little flustered at some point.
Not me. Cool as a cucumber.
So you never do anything like get out of your car and yell at a stranger? Silence. Or call them names and tell them to learn how to effing read? The blood drains from his face. Do you realize this job puts you in front of the media frequently, and someone is always watching? Do you realize that if you were to work here, your actions would reflect on not just you, but they would reflect on your director, the department as a whole, and state government? Do you think that if you were in my position, you would hire someone who behaved as rudely as you did? He hangs his head in shame.
I think I may not be cut out for this position.
That doesn't necessarily mean you're a bad person, but you may not be ready for this job. He was deflated. I really think that this was the first time someone had held him accountable for his actions. He did not get that job, but a few years later, I saw him working for another agency, and by all accounts, he sounds like he had learned. This sounds like it could be one of those times where the guy was just having a bad day. Who knows? Maybe that was like his third parking lot he was trying or something, and he felt he was going to be late for his interview. He lashed out. It just happened to be directed at the wrong person for him. I'm not defending his actions. By all means, you shouldn't act that way. You gotta keep your cool. It's not the guy behind you's fault you can't get into the parking garage. But at the same time, I think it's important to understand that not everyone is immediately a jerk, and we all act the way we do for a reason. That guy's not angry at you. He's angry about something else, and that anger's just being directed at you. We're all human, and we all lose control of our emotions sometimes. You can't always just assume the worst about the world. I'm gonna give this guy a pass for the day. And sometimes you have to do that for you, not for the jerk. My father abused me and kicked me out of my home, so I took everything. I'm not gonna drag this out too long. I'm gonna try and get right to the point. My father is very religious to the point where we couldn't do anything that would be considered normal. Christmas, dating, nothing. I didn't hate my dad by any means. He taught me a lot. However, he was very abusive. As a black man, he seemed to think that the only way to discipline a child was to knock that sense into them. He would constantly get angry at minor things and punch my brother in the soft part of his stomach. I suppose we both just normalized that abuse, and as I got older, I learned to not take the punches and actually block. The first time I did it, it shocked my dad. It was so satisfying not to cry when my dad hit me, and just look at him with this blank expression. Doing this definitely made him more angry, as he would try to make me cry. I feel like it gave him some sick satisfaction. You'd think all of this would make me hate him. Nope, my idiotic self just didn't seem to register how bad this was. I tried to justify it as him teaching me a lesson, but eventually, the last straw would come. I was 16 at the time, and my father gave me this ultimatum: continue school or get a job and pay the majority of the bills. He wasn't working at the time, and I hated school. While my grades were average to high, I just didn't want to be a part of that environment anymore. Our overall bill was about £1,300, and I'd have to give £600 of my paycheck, with my brother paying the other half. I decided to just go with it and look for a job. Now, a week into my job search, my father started shouting at me, saying I was taking way too long. Keep in mind, when my brother left school, he gave him over 2 months to find something. He ended up putting me in front of a computer and made me apply to things all day and night. I ended up going to bed at 6 a.m. the next morning. I got so desperate, I applied for McDonald's, and within a day got the job. Unfortunately, it was one of the worst experiences of my life. A lot of inappropriate touching and horrible acquaintances. Anyway, a year into working, a new girl joined the team. And as cliche as it sounds, I fell for her instantly. I went out of my comfort zone and just decided to flirt with her. By the end of the day, we were dating. It was amazing. Obviously, I couldn't tell my dad about this, so we hid it for another year as we dated. Within that time, we ended up sleeping together. Sleeping together before marriage would be a big no-no. My father later found out. Now, this part is pretty invasive, but he had connected to my WhatsApp messages and was reading them on his laptop while I slept. I believe he actually opened my phone while I slept using my thumb recognition. I was chewed out the next morning and told to break up with her, with him calling her names and saying that she didn't really love me. He then told me to get out of the house and never come back. I'll give some context for this. My dad likes to use this line when we're in trouble. He'll make us go outside our flat and then a minute later call us back inside. He had never really gotten to that point with me, but my brother experienced it all the time. I always told him that if our father ever did that to me, I'd just leave. So, as you can imagine, I left. I walked for hours while my dad was blowing up my phone to come home. If you thought this was because he cared and wanted me to be safe, you'd be wrong. He would later send texts telling me not to tell anyone what was happening, that it's none of their business and I'm not going to ruin his reputation. I wasn't planning on telling people anyway, but the fact that he said that shows he only cares for others' opinions. Because I had left so quickly, I hadn't had time to grab anything. I had a phone and the clothes on my back. I had to call my girlfriend for moral support, and after talking, she straight away booked a hotel. I was so thankful. Lucky for me, I was getting paid the next day, so I'd be able to get my money and hopefully rent a place. To this day, I haven't spoken to my father, and I completely blocked him. And while I struggle to pay my rent every month, it's still way better than my situation prior. The story does have a happy ending. Remember how I wasn't able to get my stuff? Well, my father had gone on holiday. One of my friends tipped me off to this. So my girlfriend and I went back to the house and broke in using a credit card. My dad never properly locked his door, so if you just swiped a card through the door with enough pressure, you could eventually make it turn and get in. I was actually struggling to do this until the neighbor came by and actually did it for me. He was such a good guy. I know he just assumed we were locked out, but he really saved my life more than he knows. I took everything I wanted, including stuff like the TV, since it was my money that paid for everything. I can only imagine how shocked my dad was when he came home and found all my stuff gone. The jerk was probably just gonna sell it to try and cover the rent. This is a tough one to comment on. Different places, different cultures and religions have different rules for their children and different beliefs on how they should be raised. I'm not here to comment on what's right and what's wrong in terms of your personal beliefs, but that's what it comes down to. Your personal beliefs. Our original poster believed differently than his father, and apparently that's just unacceptable. And that right there is the real problem. He's not being given a choice. If he goes through life life and chooses to follow the same religion and same beliefs as their father, then great. But sometimes parents end up trying to push this kind of thing too hard and end up steering their child in the complete opposite direction. They have nothing but negative experiences with this culture and religion, and thus want nothing to do with it anymore. You can't really blame them for that thought process. Something like that needs to be a willing choice from every person. It doesn't matter if they're your kid. They're not necessarily gonna think the same way you do. They're not a clone of you. They're a unique individual. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. Put the playlist on in the background to finish listening to all the stories. Or if you want some vibey music to put on in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Jerk, give Am I the Genius a shot. Everything linked in the description.